there. You're listening to Scammer. No, you're not listening to that. Just kidding. I was trying to be a morning DJ. You're watching and or listening to Podcast is Broken. I had so many people just stopped right away, didn't they? They probably just stopped it.
What did I click on?
What happened?
Yeah. Everybody who listens to this is hovering over the skip button like,
all the time.
All
anyway,
times.
Exactly. Skip.
We're on thin ice over here.
Exactly. Straight on the smart list after this. You're watching and or listening to Podcast is Broken, a weekly podcast in which we try to make Canadian news and politics a little bit more Jape-esque. My name is Brittlestar. Don't step on my line, Steve.
Sorry, you look like you were leaving it open.
No,
my name is Steve Boots, and I think that we make it a hoot.
Mm.
My name is Lisa, and I think we make it meow-tastic. And that's just a throw to you.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Well, I feel like you've had some, you know.
Some cat
you've
action.
Had some, I was going to say the other word, but you've had some.
Don't. My sons work on this show.
I feel like your.
Well, no, it's not true.
Your suit has got some action in the last little while, so.
Yes, I've been wearing, for those of you who don't know, I've been going and promoting my book, Lessons from Cats for Surviving Fascism, by wearing a red suit with black cats on it.
And how is that suit holding up in the July heat?
Well, here's the distressing thing. So like last week, I did a book signing here in our hometown outside in 40 degrees Humidex, 40 degrees, that was like 36 or something like that without the Humidex. Crazy hot. People are like, oh my God, you must be hot. And initially I was hot. Then suddenly I stopped being hot.
That's worse. You know that that's worse, right?
Medical attention required.
Someone I said, are you hot? And you must be hot in that suit. And I said to Shannon, who was there at the ball, is like, I don't think I don't feel hot anymore. And Shannon said, that's not a good sign. That's the first sign of heat stroke.
When you get really cold all of a sudden.
Why am I so cold? Daddy, yeah. Daddy, is that you?
I see the light.
I survived just fine, but it's been getting lots of attention and it does all the right things. Everyone keeps asking where I got the suit and my answer is just got to just be internet. No, that's what I was going to say. Because people are like, did you get that suit made? I'm like, no, absolutely not.
You should lie. Absolutely not.
I am fascinated by what retailer sells customized cat suits. Not like...
It was
like the sexy kind, like the business kind.
What do you mean not the
Although
sexy kind?
Although it's a little sexy.
It is a little bit more than a little sexy. It's quite sexy.
It's dad sexy.
It's true. it's a niche. That's a niche. It's a valid niche.
It's amazing what you can find on the internet these days, right? So
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, enough about my pussy attire.
That's right.
How are you guys doing?
I can't follow that.
Doing good. Everything's
good. Can't follow that. No, none of you.
My wife and my wife took the dog off to visit her family for a couple of days, so I am enjoying not having to chase after a dog in the middle of the podcast this week.
Yeah, that's
we
nice.
I liked it though.
It was good.
She's come up with this thing where she wants to play with the cat, and the cat does not want to play with her, so she just sits in front of the cat and barks.
Right.
Nonstop. And like, she's really convinced that the 1500th and first bark is what's going to turn the whole thing around.
It's like when
that's the moment
when siblings are like, not touching. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, except the cat is touching. The cat semi-regularly just like comes out from under an ottoman and smacks the dog a couple of times. Yeah. It's like, all right, we're just going to let this play out for a while.
That's like, I was here first, buddy.
Is it possible that your wife is replacing you with the dog? Like, is this the trip that you were scheduled to go on and then got bumped?
There's a distinct possibility, although chances are thin. And it's even funnier because I know that her parents and her all listen to this podcast. Yeah. Love you, dear.
Hi, D.
No, she's super close with her parents. And so like she goes down to visit her parents. They're like an hour away or so. And they do like her and her mom do like sewing projects and just kind of.
You say gab. It like it's a weird thing. She's super close with her parents.
She's super close with her parents. She seems to care
she
for them
to
quite
see
a bit.
Them?
She like enjoys their company.
It's really kind of weird and off-putting, but I look past that in the marriage. For the sake of
Free
the pets.
Time.
I'm willing to overlook her loving her family.
Nice.
Well, listen, guys, it's that time again. We're going to play our brand new game show, Make It Make Sense. And for those of you who don't remember, we did this for the first time last week, and it went over pretty well. I think people enjoyed it. I think you guys enjoyed it. Who won again last week? Let me check my notes. Lisa won last week. And she just was so classy when she won. And she just was, she didn't rub it in Steve's face. And I think if Steve was more competitive, maybe it would have been more impactful, more hurtful for him.
I do think that there was some pretty severe referee bias.
Oh, I also, what benefit do what? But, oh.
I also did not go back and listen to the segment where you were talking without me. So
oh, I've, good.
Oh, that's fine. That's
you didn't
good.
Miss much.
I have no insights to offer.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've got, yeah, you know, you look great today, the way better than last week. Oh, shit. Did I say that out loud?
And again, taking full advantage of the visual media of podcasting.
People are like, what? What's
some happening? People watch the video.
Some people
watch the
more
video.
More people should.
Yeah, exactly.
The people we think are coolest, obviously.
Speaking of which, let's do a special shout out to all of our listeners in Belize, where this week we rose to the number 2 podcast, not just in a niche category, overall in Belize. So either there are 2 people who listen to podcasts in Belize, or we are planning a tour.
Thank you, Belize.
I am very excited for the Belize tour stop.
Oh my
tour
God.
Tour 2025. Yeah.
Yeah.
In Belize's biggest city, which I definitely know off
and
the top
are
of my head.
You are not clickety-clack Googling right now.
Good old Belmopan?
Okay.
Belmopan?
I think it's, I think that's the name of the center as well. It's the Belmopan Center.
Well, that's the capital city. The biggest city is Belize City.
It's the Belize City Center we'll be playing. It's a stadium. It's part of our arena tour.
With the 2 people? It'd be very intimate.
It's Lisa, not a very big arena.
That's what I'm saying. I was saying in jest there's only 2 people. There's probably hundreds of thousands of people in Belize that are tuning in that made us number 2.
Nobody Google the population of Belize.
It's 400,000.
Collectively as a nation, they were like, you know what we're into this week?
Listen to some weird Canadians.
Specifically this week.
In a game show format. That's obviously what they're in for. But yes, thank you to everyone in Belize who's listening, or to the person in Belize who's listening. I don't know how it works, but we appreciate it.
To both of you. We're big fans.
Cheers to both of you. Let's play Make It Make Sense. Should we play our graphic for the Make It Make Sense? Let's try that.
Oh, we have a graphic.
Make it make sense.
Oh, God.
That's intense.
That was intense, wasn't it?
I like the random air horn.
At the end there. It's cheaper than a theme song. You know what I mean? Just get one note.
Just before...
We hired one French horn player. That was
Well, that's all we can afford. As an aside, I just looked up, one Belize dollar... is 68 cents Canadian. So maybe we think about that tour.
it's definitely going to affect the ticket prices. It's going to affect the ticket prices tremendously. Because, Lisa, we know that you don't travel for free.
You know your worth. First class all the way.
Exactly. First class person, first class traveler.
Yeah, if she doesn't get her mimosa, God help you.
Now, things go pear-shaped fast. Let's play the game. Here's how the game works. I give Lisa and Steve, who are playing against each other in a death match, if you will.
Okay.
I give them a headline that is cobbled together from 3 news stories, and I've made them in the past 7 days. It's news stories from the past 7 days.
Why did you just get a pen?
Because I write down the key words.
I think we've all got pens at the ready, Steve. This is why you lost
Steve's
last
a teacher.
Week.
He remembers everything. He doesn't need a pen.
Well, judging by last week's score.
Yeah, if you ask my students if I remember everything, the answer is a very
Not
clear
so much.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I say a headline. It's comprised of 3 different news stories. It's up to Lisa and Steve to tell me what these news stories are. And are you ready for your first headline?
Let's do it.
Steve, Lisa, Brittle Star, here's your headline. Orcas threaten Rogers Stadium during chocolate recall as AI chatbot praises Hitler. Make it make sense.
Oh. That was a lot of words.
Okay.
Here it is again, just for those of you playing at home. Orcas threaten Rogers Stadium during chocolate recall as AI chatbot praises Hitler.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
I know Grok AI on Twitter went kind of nuts. I guess the guardrail got removed and it started calling itself Mecha Hitler and
That's right.
Talking about how great history's greatest monster was.
Yeah.
Big fan, apparently. And then abruptly, like 2 days later, a bunch of senior executives all quit. Come on, that's got to be worth a point.
No, that's totally
worth
a point. Yeah.
It's worth a point. There you go. Look at, oh, that was a nice sound. I like sound, that. Ding, ding. That was good. You are correct. Exactly as you said, Grok, Elon Musk's AI chatbot on X, was posting anti-Semitic comments, referred to itself as Mecha Hitler.
Ridiculous.
Okay, it's just, it brings like desperate dad who wants to be cool at their kid's party energy to everything.
Oh, the at worst. The kids' parties, I was always bringing up Hitler.
No, whatever. But just like, hey, guys, don't you know I'm fun? Look how fun I am. And it
I agree.
Consistently here's, says the most monstrous things it can think
waiting
of.
Waiting at the door, here's your goodie bag.
Exactly.
Hitler's good, right? Yeah, exactly.
It is, it's bonkers to me. It's like, it's if 4chan came to life, basically is what it is. It's just sort of, it's like so juvenile. And so dumb, and so at its best, it's juvenile. At its worst, it's scary, though. It's because people are just using this as information. Like you'll see on Twitter, people are saying in response to tweets. Of course, they can say, "Hey, Grok, tell me what this is about."
Yeah,
Grok, is that true?
Yeah, that's questionable. Anyway. Yeah,
yeah. I'm especially fascinated by the fact that like they thought that somehow training an AI off of Twitter wouldn't make it a Nazi.
It's Nazi light.
Like, just Nazi drinking light. From the fire hose, man.
Yes, it was craziness. So you're absolutely correct. That is the AI chatbot praises Hitler portion of the headline. I'll read the headline one more time. There's a point to Steve, of course. Orcas threaten Rogers Stadium during chocolate recall as AI chatbot praises Hitler.
Is the Rogers Stadium thing in relation to Coldplay?
Yes, a point to Lisa. Oh my God. You're absolutely correct. Coldplay performed at Toronto's new Rogers Stadium, which is in an old airfield.
In the middle of nowhere, allegedly.
In the middle of nowhere, north of Toronto. Concert goers were frustrated by crowd control, with some held inside for up to 40 minutes after the show because there was only three exits.
But in their defense, Chris Martin did say it was the best Monday of his life.
Did he?
That's worth it.
Yeah.
That's
worth it. I think he says a lot of things.
He does say a lot of things. But I think
I don't know how
he
far
might have
I'd
said that,
into.
But I think he's consciously decoupling from Toronto after this, I believe.
That's a deep cut.
That's a deep cut. Chris Martin joke. Chris Martin himself addressed the issue on stage, calling it a weird stadium in the middle of nowhere. It's the most distressing thing about it is I was reading this today as well, is that the seats in the stadium sway.
Yes.
That's not good.
Yes, it is. It has to sway. If it doesn't sway, it will break. It's like a bridge sways.
Oh, I don't like that logic at
all. A bridge will sway when you drive over it because it has to ebb and
move
flow.
A little bit. There's a little bit of a give and take. But when you're stomping up the stairs with 50,000 other people, you don't want moving left and right like you're on a rope bridge.
But you kind of do because if there is no means for it to... whatever. Like,
well, it's like if you're in a skyscraper, if you're in a really tall skyscraper, it sways at the top in order to not
break in half
under the force of the wind.
But it's not like walking on a cruise ship at the top of a skyscraper. I've been on top of skyscrapers before, and you walk around, and I know they sway up to 3 meters, but you don't notice it.
Right. Well, you don't. Yeah, you're not.
That's
like,
because you're swaying too.
You're not taking gravel up there. But I mean, was it as bad as people said? I didn't see any video. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, listen, I don't know what the standards are for construction in Alberta, Saskatchewan.
Don't do that. Like here in Ontario, so, we have standards.
What's very funny is that Regina's stadium that they spent staggering sums of money on in order to avoid swaying, among many other things, they dug it into the ground. It's like half underground. It's just they dug a big hole and built a stadium in it.
I like that idea.
And then they didn't put a roof on it, and they called it Roof Ready in case we ever decide to. Which is like the most Saskatchewan thing imaginable. We didn't put a roof on it, but we built all the supports for a roof just in case we want a roof.
I describe
because
my
we
head
have,
as hat
there's
ready.
12 months of good weather that a roof is not required. Is that in Saskatchewan?
More or less.
Okay.
Saskatchewan. Yeah, that's people talk about Saskatchewan. They say, you know what? The weather's good there. It's mostly dry all the time.
I like to go there.
I also... my other favorite part of the Rogers Center, it's Rogers Center, right? Is that the
Rogers
new?
Center? Rogers Stadium. Yeah.
Rogers Stadium.
Rogers Center is downtown.
My favorite part of the story about this is after he was like, this is a stadium in the middle of nowhere, Torontonians were livid. Oh, yeah. They're like, it's not the middle of nowhere.
We are the center of everything.
You guys are misinformed.
There is no nowhere here.
This is some terrible Toronto bias. Oh, sorry. That was our producer, Owen, chiming in, who is a Torontonian. Maybe you guys are correct.
Does your building sway,
Owen?
Bringing
in his strong Torontonian opinions.
His three-story townhouse sways.
Oh, poor Torontonian.
You got to spend $7,000 if you want the no sway version of the townhouse. There's one more story left in this headline. The headline again.
Oh, isn't there two more stories?
Oh, please. Arcus threatened Rogers Stadium during chocolate recall as AI chatbot praises Hitler.
Okay, so the Orcas thing is that I think it was like the Canadian Wildlife Service or something. I can't remember which organization said that orcas off the coast of BC are threatened and are going to go extinct if we don't take action.
You are correct. A point to Steve. God, he's cleaning up.
That's Lisa. What's up.
The report states
legend of the game.
Southern resident killer whales face a quote high probability of extinction. Their population is currently at how many?
It's under 400, I believe.
73.
Ooh,
that's not good.
Key threats include lack of Chinook salmon.
What's going to take down the yachts?
Exactly. We'll have too many yachts then. That's the problem. Circle of life. Key threats include a lack of Chinook salmon, noise, and disturbance from vessels and contaminants. There you go. There you go. That's 2 points to Steve. Wow, he's really cleaning up. Good for you. Excellent work. Should we move on to our next headline?
Hold on. What's are we done with that one?
Yeah, that
was
the
chocolate recall
still in there, wasn't there?
Oh, hang on.
You don't know. Because if it's about the chocolate, I'm wondering, does that have to do with Jersey milk no longer being made?
Oh, right.
I'm going to give you a point for that because it's not in my notes.
Pay attention to detail.
I do love that people were like, this is what wokeness costs you is the loss of Jersey milk chocolate or whatever it was.
Exactly.
And it's like, really, you think the market for plain candy bars was that high?
I read that headline about the Jersey milk being taken off the shelves and I was disappointed. I was sad.
I don't think I've ever had a Jersey milk, but I was talking to one of my friends and she was very upset because apparently it's the best chocolate bar for s'mores.
Oh yeah, it would be better than Hershey's because Hershey's is a little bit too sweet.
There you go. Now I'm going to have to go get a Jersey milk.
It's like a cup of milk in every bar. I don't know. I'm just saying that.
Okay. Now we can go on to the next. I have a point.
I'm making that
all
up.
Right.
Well, thank you for pulling out the fact that that part of the headline was entirely not included in the stories.
That's why I have a pen.
Again, a timely reminder for all of you listening to not use us as a news source.
I wish I could show people. I wrote down Orca.
Unless you're in Belize.
I wrote down Orca, Rogers, Chocolate Hitler. That's what I wrote down.
Chocolate Hitler?
Four words that have absolutely been in that sequence in the past.
This Easter for your put a Chocolate Hitler in your Easter basket.
Oh dear, let's move next. On quickly before this gets really worse. We already sent it into German. Here we go. Next headline, please, producer.
Steve, Lisa, Brittle Star, here's your headline. Man locks mini fridge as Vancouver condo market traps would-be house buyers. So make it make sense.
I like how he said, so make it make sense at the end. Man locks mini fridge as Vancouver condo market traps would-be house buyers. Any guesses as to the three stories, or maybe more, who knows? Or maybe less as well, who knows?
I mean, I know there was a story this week about the Vancouver condo market experiencing a pretty significant slowdown. Mm-hmm. Although I don't think prices have dropped very far. They've dropped like 5% or something like that.
There's two stories to this headline. I should tell you that as well. I just realized this now.
For the whole headline,
there's two stories in that whole headline. Man locks mini fridges, Vancouver condo market traps would-be house buyers.
So I'm gathering my speculation on the Vancouver condo market was not worth a point.
The condo market, it's because we talked over you. You're ignoring me. Can you repeat your guess as to the condo market, please?
It's that there's always real estate statistics. And my understanding is that the Vancouver real estate market has slowed down a fair bit, but they have not been able, it hasn't really translated into price drops. It's been about 5%.
I will give you that point. You are absolutely correct. The Canadian condo market is currently weak. This is making it difficult for condo owners to sell and upgrade to houses if they want. Potential house buyers are left in a tough spot. Sell now at a lower than anticipated value or wait out the storm.
Well, so it's even screwier than that, though, because so many of those condos are owned by real estate income trusts.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
And they're piled up with so much cash that they're not going to realize losses, right? Because if you sell a house or a condo at a declined price, you're going to realize those losses and not be able to recover it. And so they're just hoping that they can wait it out and say like, nah, it costs this. Either you buy it or you don't. And so lots and lots of places are sitting empty. Things are great. I know. This is why I don't get invited to parties.
There was, we were discussing, Shannon saw a listing for a house for sale here in Stratford. And the house was listed, it was 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, but sold as is with attention to roof required immediately, it said. Attention to backyard required immediately. And again, sold as is, but it was $199,000. And I thought, man, I haven't heard of a house under $200,000 in years.
What is happening in the backyard that it requires attention immediately?
Immediately.
Like roof I get, right? But
yeah, roof is like, yeah.
Wild animals.
Right? Like
raccoons.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sinkhole?
I don't know.
Like what is happening?
It's weird. In Saskatchewan though, and I think it's happening to some degree in Alberta too, real estate prices have actually skyrocketed. Yeah. Like housing,
yeah.
People are selling way above asking in Saskatchewan right now.
Interesting. Did it spike during the pandemic as well in Saskatchewan?
Actually kind of dipped. So Saskatchewan had like really depressed real estate prices until like 2008-ish. And then there was a big spike and then everything sort of flattened out for a little while. And now it's sort of accelerating again.
Flattened out in Saskatchewan, eh? Sorry.
Okay, you want my favorite Saskatchewan fun
fact? It's only because you have more points than me right now, so whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Saskatchewan is not flat. It's not flat. It is concave. The reason why you can see so far is because it actually out like, of curves it. Against the curvature of the earth
a little bit,
because it's basically a dry ocean bed.
So if you drop a marble at the Manitoba border and kind of give it a little nudge towards Alberta, it'll roll.
And then a bunch of farmers are going to say, hey, you lost your marbles, eh?
Oh, my God. While sitting outside the Legion.
A lot of low-hanging fruit in this episode this week.
It's the sweetest.
Any guess on the second story in this headline?
Mini fridge.
Man locks mini fridge as Vancouver condo market traps would-be house buyers.
Did someone know?
We're going to have to request a hint here.
You get a little multiple choice?
Oh, I love the multiple choice.
Okay. You love
them.
You're
faster than me on it.
Wow, it's only the second week. You love them already? That's how good they are. Here goes. Man locked mini fridge. A new diet trend involves eating only food from a personal mini fridge. An office worker used a locked mini fridge to deter food thieves, sparking workplace drama. Or a man invented a voice-activated mini fridge for personalized snacks.
I'm saying B. I'm beating Lisa to the punch.
Any guesses, Lisa?
I'm going to go with C.
The answer is B. An office worker used a locked mini fridge to deter food thieves, sparking workplace drama. An office worker bought a locked mini fridge for his desk. He did this to prevent coworkers from stealing his lunch. His colleagues reportedly called him, quote, weird and selfish, end quote, for the move. Plus, also, his lunches are crap. They didn't say that.
I have to ask, what outlet covered this?
I was
just
like, news? How is this news?
That, I'll give another point to anyone who can guess the news outlet that had that story. It's not a Canadian news outlet.
Not a Canadian news outlet.
No.
Not a Canadian outlet? But no. Did the story happen in Canada or no?
Happened in the U.S.
Fox?
You got it. Extra point to Lisa. Well done.
I was like,
Lisa.
Who's going to report on things to dissuade people from anything that has to do with Trump?
Like, don't worry about the rise of fascism. You hear about this guy with the mini
this
fridge?
Weirdo with a mini fridge?
America is going to hell. Office worker brings mini fridge.
Because of wokeness.
Right?
Because of woke sharing demands.
Right? Yeah.
He's you should be allowed to shoot people who go and steal your lunch.
Just waiting under his cubicle.
Exactly. Turned his mini fridge into a bomb. We're going to move on to the third headline, if we can. And I'll just confirm here before we show the headline that, let's see here. Making sure they're all actually in the
commercial break right now. Yep.
This is the fast-paced content people are here for.
Yeah, I just checked in it. We do have three stories as part of this headline. So if we can please have Owen the third headline, please.
Steve, Lisa, Brittle Star, here's your headline. Duct tape suit of armor worn as salmonella outbreak traced to cosmic owl. Make it make sense.
Duct tape suit of armor worn as salmonella outbreak traced to cosmic owl.
Okay, I think the salmonella outbreak might be happening in the UK. Isn't that about the people who are like spraying sewage on their crops? This is a incorrect thing. I'm not making this up.
I believe you. No, he doesn't get the point. Take that point away.
No, I got the point. I got the beep. I got the beep. You can't rescind the beep.
I grieve it.
If you listen to last week's episode, the beep actually disappears at one point in the show. It goes and gets taken away.
I'd like to speak to my union rep.
This is a non-union production. No, it is not the UK.
Think I'm going to ask for a hint here.
Do we need some multiple choice?
Like, are you just going to give us the places?
No. I'll give you multiple choice questions. Let's just see here. So the salmonella one. A California company recalled black fungus slices due to salmonella contamination. B, chefs are experimenting with salmonella as a unique flavor enhancer. Or C, a new superfood, salmonella berries, has been discovered as a health booster.
A.
You're both correct, but I'll give that point goes to Lisa, though. Cool. Yes, I'll give you the story on that. The story is in California, and Naturine International Incorporated of Walnut, California, recalled Weishuan dried black fungus slices. God, they sound good, don't they?
Delish.
When I think of delicious treats, just black fungus slices.
Oh, black fungus slices. They say the money's in the slice of the black fungus. Some people will slice their own black fungus, but if you want to spend a little extra, get them prepared.
You really, it's worth paying for the convenience of pre-sliced black fungus.
It is, because who's got time these days? In today's busy world, Steve, who's got time to set aside 30, 40 minutes slicing up your black fungus?
Just remember to cut against the grain. That keeps it the juiciest.
It's true, exactly. The recall was due to contamination with salmonella. The product was sold in 2.5-ounce bags. Sounds suspect, doesn't it? Like, how small are those bags?
You know how
I don't
small
want to alarm you,
are.
But your baggie of fungus might be bad for you.
That was according to Food Safety News, which sounds legit. So that happened in California this past week. Recall black fungus slices after testing found salmonella. So there you go. The headline again, duct tape suit of armor worn as salmonella outbreak traced to cosmic owl. You have two more news stories to figure out in that. We gave the point to Lisa. So you're tied. Just to recap the points, you're tied currently at 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. You're tied at 4 each.
I'm impressed at how much trouble you had making it to 4 on the second one.
I wanted to make sure. I take this very seriously, Steve.
Really,
details are important.
Any
we need to get you a tiny Bob Barker mic.
Oh yeah, the thing.
I agree.
One, right?
Wouldn't that be good?
Okay.
How about like a hex key? Is that cool? It's like I'm getting Botox to myself.
Doesn't help.
I would like a hint on the cosmic owl because I don't have a clue.
Calling in a hint for the cosmic owl.
It's the new Marvel villain.
No, I don't know. Could be. I would have no idea.
Multiple choice. Here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
A, an ancient prophecy links a cosmic owl sighting to earthly events. B, scientists discovered that a newly found owl species has unusual cosmic patterns on its feathers. Or C, the James Webb Telescope captured images of a rare colliding galaxy formation dubbed the Cosmic Owl.
B.
I'm going to say C.
C is correct. Steve gets the point. Pulls ahead. Ding. He's gone to the washroom.
Where's my ding?
Where's the ding? Insert ding here.
Insert ding and
imagine.
There we go. Hey. That's actually keep it like that. It's fine. You're absolutely correct. The Cosmic Owl story. The James Webb
Space Telescope is like the coolest thing in the universe. It is so neat.
I don't know if it's the coolest thing in the universe, Steve. The universe is pretty big.
Have you seen his cat?
And it is the coolest thing in it because it's how we know how big the universe is.
Well, you have just reaffirmed the nerdness of yourself. Nerdness. That's fun.
Look, man, when they launched that thing, I went down a deep rabbit hole because, like, it is such an insane feat of engineering. Like, it's not anywhere near Earth. It's like parked out in a weird gravitational spot,
right,
where it's like not getting interfered with anything. And like,
no one's going out there and moving it.
What are you doing out here?
If it gets screwed up, it's pretty much Dunsky's. There's not a lot they can do.
It is located billions of light years away and is considered an exceptional natural laboratory. It's the Cosmic Owl, not the James Webb Telescope, but this is the Cosmic Owl. Pair of colliding ring galaxies.
Oh, cool.
There you go. That was duct tape suit of armor worn to Seminole outbreak traced to Cosmic Owl. You guys did really well. Let's go over the points again, if we can.
5-4.
Did we not get the duct tape suit of armor?
We didn't do the duct tape. I don't know about this host, man.
I think we need a hint on the duct tape suit of armor.
Oh no, we do. You're right. You're totally right. We're missing one. You're right. Absolutely right. Let's not do the points yet. This game's not over.
World class hostmanship.
Exactly. Listen, this is the second time, and I made this game up just in my head.
Drunk on
right
an
now.
Airplane. Okay.
Exactly. So, duct tape suit of armor worn as Salmonella outbreak traced to Cosmic Owl. We're missing the final story.
So I think we need a hint. I think
tape suit of armor.
Need a hint. All right, here goes. A new superhero patrols the streets in a high-tech duct tape costume. B, a teen went viral for creating a full suit of armor using only duct tape. Or C, a fashion designer unveiled a new line of clothing made entirely from duct tape.
B.
Lisa got it. Lisa got it.
Too quick.
That's correct. The story is... a teen created a full suit of armor out of duct tape. That's the story.
I mean, I made a wallet once.
The creation was highlighted as a unique and innovative project. The specific purpose or event for which the armor was made was not immediately clear, but it garnered attention for its ingenuity. I don't know. I mean, I guess it looks silver, I guess is the idea.
It could be black. There's black duct tape.
Again, I must know what outlet felt that a kid making duct tape armor was newsworthy.
Let me tell you. I'll tell you exactly where this came from.
Small town America.
Weekly World News?
Your tax dollars, CBC News.
Oh!
Right there. That's what you're paying for. This is why Polyev was right.
Right? Defund the duct tape.
Well, let's go over the points just before we
I know the points. It's 5-5. That's why I had to get this last one so that we're tied. I
mean, Lisa, just hold your horses for a second. We need to make sure this is tabulated correctly.
I think that should be a 1-point penalty.
Shut up, you.
I'm going to count one.
He's just trying to help the host. That's all.
One, two, three. I'm very good at counting.
And you should be penalized for it.
How dare you help?
The game is a draw at 5 points each. Well done.
That was terrifying.
The crowd went mental. Amazing. Yeah, this is the thing. Is that people that are listeners of this show, they don't like to see you guys fight.
Yes, they do.
They want you to get along.
No, they don't.
And when they get... I know, I'm just saying this.
I'm pretty sure conflict feeds the beast. It's the heart of the whole thing.
They want to see you get along, and having a draw, having a tie between you two, everybody wins, and everyone goes home happy.
Warm and fuzzy.
That's just the sweetest.
Yep.
Or we could come up with some sort of sudden death.
Well, see, I think we threw a wrench in this game because I don't think we thought about it being a draw.
I know, exactly. I should have thought of a tiebreaker. Let's just see. Okay, here we go. We don't have the fancy newscaster headline to say this, but I will. We'll do one more round.
Okay.
Here we go. Headline number 4. An octopus farming bill sparks fury as Guelph spends millions on unhosted hockey cup.
Okay, one more time.
Octopus farming bill sparks fury as Guelph spends millions on unhosted hockey cup. There are 2 stories in this headline. A lot of thinking happening.
So Guelph spend millions on unhosted hockey cup. Is there a minor league hockey team in Guelph that I'm not thinking of? I assume there is. I'm just like, It wouldn't be the Memorial Cup or anything like that, would it?
Should we? It is not the Memorial Cup. I'll take a point off Steve for that.
Oh, then no,
I'm
win.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Let's do a multiple choice. Should we do multiple choice for the Guelph portion of the headline?
Let's do.
Okay, here goes. A, a new hockey team in Guelph is investing millions in a unique underwater stadium. B, Guelph is allocating significant funds to bid for a hockey cup despite lacking sufficient hotel rooms. Or C, the city of Guelph successfully secured a major hockey tournament with ample facilities.
B.
C.
B is the correct answer. Lisa pulls ahead.
I know nothing of Guelph.
Well, now you do.
They don't have a lot of space.
I was hoping it was the underwater stadium, but what do I know?
Let's just see if I can find out the story here properly. The city of Guelph is considering approving $600,000 from its municipal accommodation tax to sponsor a bid to host the Memorial Cup in 2027. A staff report points out that Guelph needs at least 3,500 hotel rooms to host the event, but currently doesn't even have half that number.
When I asked if it was about the Memorial Cup and you said no.
Well,
that was a lie.
It was okay, I'm taking Lisa's point away. I'll give you a point. No, I'll keep Lisa's point.
I don't even understand what's happening.
It's like
you've each got a point.
It's like playing the shell game. We're gonna figure it out at the end.
There you go, exactly. It's all fun. It's all good. It's all good.
Everything's made up and the points don't matter. Is that trademarked?
I think so.
Somebody said it before me, probably. Octopus farming bill sparks fury as Guelph spends millions on unhosted hockey cup. So we've got the first story correct. What's the second story? The first part of the headline.
I think we're going to need a hint on the octopus farming.
Okay. Here comes a multiple choice.
I do not keep up on my undersea agriculture. Aquaculture?
I think it would be aquaculture, mate. Well, that would suggest you're talking more about the animals themselves, wouldn't it?
I don't know. All I know about octopi is the way that they pick winning football teams.
Is it octopi or is it octopuses? I think it's octopuses, isn't it?
It's octopi. You just like saying pussies.
I think it's octopuses. I don't.
Wait till you hear about the James Bond movie.
I don't think it's octopi. I think that was debunked.
Was it
recently.
Debunked? Well, you are the king of grammar.
10 years ago.
Apparently. Yeah.
But 10 years ago, someone said it's not octopi. But I mean, if anyone has Google at home, you can look that up. That'd be great. Here goes multiple choice.
Both are correct.
There you go. We'll take that. That's a point to me.
Octopedes is also correct.
I'm going to make it marking myself down a point to me. There you go. A new bill in North Carolina proposes training octopuses or octopi for deep sea exploration. B, a legislative proposal in North Carolina seeks to ban octopus farming, causing a stir. Or C, scientists in North Carolina have successfully bred a new glowing octopus species.
A.
B.
The answer is B. Point goes to Steve.
I'm just trying to keep us even.
What do you mean? You're losing now.
How?
What do you mean how?
Yeah, you fell behind.
Why did I fall behind? I got the Guelph one.
You got the Guelph point. Yeah, exactly.
And then it was rescinded because I got it first.
And then I gave one to Steve because Steve got, he did mention the Memorial Cup, which in my detailed research, I missed.
We're going to need to get the moderator involved in this at some point.
Did the octopus farming actually get banned? Because I'm kind of on board with that. Octopi are really smart.
Yeah.
Well, then they shouldn't be farmed. They should figure out how to get out of that.
They do. They like escape like crazy from captivity.
Well, that's good then, because North Carolina introduced a bill to preemptively ban octopus farming. The bill aims to prevent the establishment of octopus farming operations in the state, despite none currently existing. Critics highlight ethical concerns about confining intelligent octopuses and environmental concerns about feeding them wild fish. There you go.
So instead, are they just going to stick with octopuses' gardens?
Is there a ba-dum-ps sound? That's pretty good.
That's why I thought they'd be trained to do some stuff, because they're so smart, but okay.
Someone had me inscribe one of the books recently, there was a reference made to Octopus's Garden, and for whatever reason, I wrote octopus apostrophe S garden. It's like, no, it's many octopuses' gardens. It's one garden.
Not the octopus's garden, but many octopuses.
Yeah, octopuses' garden. It's many octopuses. Well, there you go. Let's count the tally. Let's tally up the points here. I have 1 point, which times my host value is brings it up to about a 7. Lisa has 6 points. Steve has, look at the little guy's face. Look at his little face. 7 points. He wins. Steve's the winner this week.
Woo!
Oh my God. We even had a do-do-do-do-do-do.
Congratulations, Steve.
Well,
I needed this.
Well,
after last week, I was in a dark place.
You exactly. We were concerned. We watched your online post. We're like, little guy's not fighting with as many people as normal.
Dark these days, yeah.
He seems accepting. That's and happy. That's not right. He must be hurting really badly. Congratulations.
Neither one of us reached out to him the entire
way. We were just like, well, let's just see where this goes.
Just let it play out. It'll be fine.
It's the only way he'll learn.
It's tough love.
Exactly. Well, congratulations, Steve. You have won Make It Make Sense this week, and I will do more due diligence on my research next week and make sure that they actually have 3 stories per headline.
So what's the prize?
Words. It's a lot of words on a page. You know, it's a lot. It's
oh, yeah, no, that's a lot of research.
It's a lot of reading.
I think the prize for winning should be soundboard privileges. We get to request a soundboard sound.
I like that idea. Mm. I mean, you'd have to run it past the producer, but I like that idea. Oh. Well, the audience has spoken.
That's an audio thumbs up.
Exactly. Congratulations to Steve. Thanks, everyone, for what am I saying again? Thanks, everyone, for watching it or listening to Podcast is Broken. You can find us at brittlestar.com or podcastisbroken.ca or on your favorite podcasting platform. If you are a paid subscriber, we appreciate you just that little bit more. And you also get to watch the improvised theme song. And I've got a new pattern on the QI10 this week. So it's going to be, I'm going to turn it up so everyone can hear it as well.
Say, are we going to be able to hear it this time?
Well, I'm going to crank it. I'm going to crank it now this time. Exactly. Thanks everyone for watching. We'll take care. We'll see you next week.
Bye. Take care, everybody. Sales folks.
You can find past episodes and more at podcastisbroken.ca or your favorite podcast platform.